Blog Talk Radio.
God's ready to give you the provision. Whatever you're believing God for, He's got it for you. Every night here at
preacher, He will preach you filled with faith and happy. Then He will operate in the genuine gifts of the Spirit. This is the greatest revival we've had this year. Brandon Levi Spiker at Full Gospel Church all this week. We're located 2201 Northeast 19th Street in Fort Lauderdale. We'll look for you.
The following is a paid advertisement. The sponsor is entirely responsible for its content.
The recording has started. Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press star 6.
You are now tuned in to the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast with your radio host, Pastor Roger A. Grimes. We welcome you to come and enjoy this broadcast with us every Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. right here on 1520, the Spirit of South Florida. We ask that you listen and call in and add your information to our discussion. We'll be discussing a topic each week and finding out what God has in store for us in the area of humility and obedience, making it relevant to today and relevant the scriptures. Now, get ready to hear from your radio host of the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast, Pastor Roger A. Grimes.
Sometimes I talk a little too much, don't listen enough. Sometimes it's way too easy for me to beat myself up. Sometimes I hate the way I look when I look in the mirror. One look from you, I know my flaws. You love my flaws. Think they make me beautiful. You don't see them as flaws at all. That's why I love you. 'Cause you are the one. It's way too easy for me to be myself, but sometimes I hate the way I look when I look in the mirror. One look from you, I know my flaws. You love my flaws. Think they make me beautiful. You don't see them as flaws at all. That's why I love you. 'Cause you are the one who loves my flaws. Sometimes I get a little unsure, a lot insecure.
Yeah, sometimes I feel just like I might say some things that cause some hurt. Yeah, I get in my own way when I look into the mirror, but I tell you there's something that I know, and it's my flaws, God. You love my flaws, and you think they're beautiful. Hey, y'all, welcome to the broadcast. You are tuned into the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. I'm Nikki V, standing in for Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes, and we do thank God for those of you who are listening into the broadcast and who are part of what God is doing right here and right now. I hope I'm coming in loud and clear, and we do thank God again for those of you who love you, and we appreciate you. Now, Dr. Roger Grimes is the senior pastor of the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and we do thank God for him, and we are encouraging each and every one of you to come on out and be with us. We have great services. We have on Thursday night, we're going to have a fantastic Bible study, and we're inviting you to come out and be with us. That Bible study will be conducted by our youth coordinator, Mother Michelle Adams. And so we're expecting God to do some great and mighty things, and we hope that you can join us 7:30 p.m. That's Thursday, November the 9th. And we're hoping to see as many of you out who will to join us for this great Bible study. Also, we have coming up on the 19th, we have our interfaith service at 5:30 p.m., that'll take place also at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where our senior pastor is Dr. Roger A. Grimes, our executive pastor, Lady Aurelia Grimes, our mother's board president, Mother Lois Jones, and our chairman deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. So we do thank God again for each and every one of you. Sunday mornings, we start at 9 a.m. with prayer, 9:30 Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning worship, and on Saturdays from 7 to 8 a.m. in the morning, we have a distribution of groceries. So we are encouraging you all to join with us. We also have a choir concert coming up. It's our sanctuary choir concert. It is the concert that we have annually, and that will also take place on Saturday. I do believe it is Friday, the 17th of November. And so we'd love for you to join us for that. We thank God for that. It's under the direction of Evangelist Tina Hall and also Minister Tony Williams. So we would love for you to join us and come out for that. We're excited. On the other day, we had a great broadcast for Guts, Gospel United Save, and we're excited about what God is doing. We want to thank you all for being a part of everything that is going on and for how you work with us and how you are always there for us. So we thank you again for tuning in. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. We will be on Blog Talk, so you can join us on Blog Talk. We are also on our Guts Wall for the conference call. As a matter of fact, you can give us a call if you'd like to call us. 954-554-6755 is the number to call. *6 will let you get into the conversation if you'd like to get in the conversation. That's 954-554-6755. And we do thank God for you all who would be calling in and who would be listening up and being a part of what God is doing right here and right now. We are in the studios at WEXY 1520 AM, Oakland Park, Wilton Manors, Fort Lauderdale, and the surrounding areas. And we do thank God for those of you who are listening in. We wanted to also remind you that this is the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. Normally it's hosted by Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. And I'm just checking back and forth with the different things. I've got to kind of set my little workspace up a little bit better, but we're planning to go live and be live whenever we're doing live broadcast, so that it would be a little different for people to know when we're doing it live and when it's something that's pre-recorded. But we're going to use different modalities depending on which one. When we were doing it, we were on Facebook Live, and now we're on Periscope. So we're trying to build up our audience in the various areas, and eventually we'll be simultaneously casting. But we do thank God for you, again, who are listening up and who are tuning in. We thank you for being there. Real quick, just want to go into a little prayer, and then we will continue on with the broadcast. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for being God. You are God all by yourself, and we thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies. We thank you, O God, for how you open doors and how you reward your people, God. We thank you for giving us the victory, for causing us to be more than conquerors, for us being overcomers, for us having being able to make what we need to do and be able to go where we need to go. God, we thank you for allowing us to be victors. And God, we thank you because you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek after you. And so, God, we are grateful for all the people that you allowed to come into our pathway, to come into our midst, to be able to listen to the broadcast, to be able to be a part of what God is doing. God, we are encouraged because we know that you will encourage our hearts. And God, we know that you have given us victory over sin and death, hell and the grave. And so, God, we thank you now, because you are our reward and our rear reward, and we thank you for that. We thank you for establishing your path and establishing your ways. God, we're grateful that you care enough about your people. Oh, God, we thank you for how you open doors that no man can shut and shut doors that no man can open. God, we thank you for being a right now healer and a deliverer, a way maker. God, we thank you because you care enough about us, and you care about what goes on in our lives and in our homes, God. You are concerned. And, Lord God, we pray for those people in Texas. We pray for Texas, period. And, God, we pray for all of the trouble and the turmoil that they're facing and all the things that are going on in Texas. God, we pray for Puerto Rico. We pray for the state of Florida. We pray, oh God, for all of the areas. And God, we know that there are so many things that are going on and so many things that are happening. And Lord, we are grateful that you care enough about us to give us your very best. You sent your son to die for us. And so we celebrate his resurrection. We're so glad that he saved us. And because he saved us, we now have power, power to live right, power to walk right, power in life. And death is in the tongue. And God, we speak into the lives of those who are listening to the broadcast. And we say, God, we speak life. We speak wellness. We speak wholeness. We speak prosperity. We speak, oh God, hallelujah, great success. And we thank you for it now. We give you the glory and honor and praise because it belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. All right. So right now we're kind of trying to do what we can to make a difference, and we do thank God for those of you who are listening up and who are tuning in, those of you who are noticing, and we'd love for you to tell other people that we are on the air. And a number you can call if you'd like to call and talk to us and let us know what's going on, 954-554-6755. You can also directly call the studio where we're taking our calls from. That's 720-820-1645. That's the number you can call, and when you call that number, we'll be able to get to you if you want to be on the broadcast or if you want to ask us a question. You can do so simply press *6, and that'll connect you in. Let us know that you are interested in being on the air. If not, you can just call and listen in to the broadcast. Now, I'm hoping that the broadcast is coming through clearly. I did have some problems the other day, technical difficulties with my audio, but my video was good, and we do thank God for that. Again, we're trying to get things established and set up in a way so that we can do what we need to do. And so we're grateful. Hopefully on next week you'll hear from Superintendent Dr. Grimes. He often has a great word of wisdom and word of information, word of knowledge to pass on to the people of God, and so we do thank God for that. Again, great blessing, great shout out to all of you from wherever you are or wherever you may be listening, whenever you might be listening, and also God bless you to all of those who are in South Florida listening via WEXY 1520 AM, Oakland Park, Wilton Manors, and the Fort Lauderdale
surrounding areas. Those of you in the Grand Bahamas, I'm sure that Dr. Grimes, because he loves the Bahamas, and he would love to get down there eventually. So some of you pastors that may be out there, and you might want to have send him an invitation, any good excuse for him to get over there, I guess, would be a good one. So definitely give us a ring and let us know that you would love to see Dr. Grimes or the executive pastor, Lady Grimes, over in the Bahamas. They've got a magnificent word of God for the people of God. So, and, of course, they would love to share that word with you, the word about how to build families and change lives and touch lives and change destinies, pew by pew, house by house, and street by street. And they want to demonstrate the love of God that we would be able to teach others to become like Christ, being a witness to the world. So we want to witness to everyone, and we want to bring out a great understanding to all of those who might be able to, who might need. So thank you so much again for tuning in. Again, the number you can call, text, this is the Guts network line, so this line will definitely get you through to stuff or let you get some information about stuff that I am associated or affiliated with. And that's 954-554-6755. 954-554-6755. You can call or text me. I would love to hear from you about whatever's going on or whatever you'd like to talk about. We'd love to hear so we can better do different things. But again, you are, by the way, for those of you just tuning in, you are tuned into the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. Your radio host is Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. He is the senior pastor of the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where he's senior pastor. The executive pastor is Lady Aurelia Grimes. Our mother's board president is Mother Lois Jones, and our chairman deacon is Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. And we do thank God for that. We would invite you to come and be with us whenever the doors are open and to celebrate with us. By the way, on this Saturday, the 11th, by the way, it's Veterans Day and all of that, but this Saturday at 11 a.m., we're having a fish fry at the church. 11 a.m. this Saturday, we're having a fish fry at the church, and you can get a magnificent fish dinner. It's really just a fantastic deal, none like it anywhere. You won't believe how much you're going to get for the price. It's just amazing. So we would love for you to stop by, pick up a plate. The prices are $7.99 and $9.99, I believe, for the plates, for the dinner plates, and we're looking for as many of you can to come out. It's whether it's one fish or two fish. If you want two fish, you can get two fish. So we thank God for that. The men's department of the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ is sponsoring that event, and we're expecting it to be phenomenal. They had actually had it set to happen before the hurricane, but the hurricane came, and so they had to kind of postpone and do it over. So don't worry. And none of that stuff is just stuff that was put away. They're getting you some fresh stuff, getting ready to do it up big, and we want you to kind of help out. So that will be taking place also at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So, you know, you can just definitely come on out. It's going to be excellent, and I believe that you will be super glad that you came out and did it, because it's just going to be a fantastic meal. So put it on your calendar, mark the date, and make sure you swing by. 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the corner of 12th Avenue and 8th Street. It's fish fry, fish dinners. They'll be being sold at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, and we would love for you to support our men's department and our men's ministry in what they're doing. For the last few minutes that we do have, let's talk a little bit about some things. Let's talk a little bit. And again, if you'd like to call in, you can. The number to call, 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. And we're excited, again, for what God is doing right here and right now. Now, it is exciting, to say the very least, that God is opening doors that no man can shut and shutting doors that no man can open. And we're living in a time period, in a time frame. We're living in a particular dispensation, if you will, where it's very difficult. Information is rampant. You can find information everywhere, anywhere. You can get it wherever you so choose to get it from, and you can trust, believe, accept whatever information you choose to trust, believe, or accept. And that makes life a little difficult when you think about it, because when I was growing up, and even I think when some people who were a little older than me, and even some people that are around my age were growing up, things were a little bit more cut and dry, a little bit more direct. In other words, they were some things that were very specific. You understood, and they were black and white. It was right and wrong. It was very clear cut. Nowadays, there's just a lot of middle ground, lots of gray areas, lots of places where you can kind of dibble and dabble and try to figure it out. And that makes life a little bit more difficult, because when you have gray areas allow you to put aside absolute truth for some kind of version of the truth, right? Because we have in our society alternative facts, right? That has come into the social cultural vernacular, alternative facts. That's been brought into our vernacular and our vocabulary at the onset of President Donald Trump, or number 45, or however you want to describe him. It seems kind of ridiculous, if you ask me, that it's even possible to have such a thing as alternative facts, right? That means that we are encroaching upon the idea that my perception is truth. Now, I believe that your perception is your reality, because we can make our own reality, yet it not be true, yet it be false. That's what makes people kind of psychotic or crazy, because you have a false or you have a fantasy. And so you live in that world that you deem as being real, and that's why people end up killing folks, doing weird stuff, because in their hallucination, it's not a fact. It's not a reality in terms of it's not true, but it is real to them. We find ourselves on the verge of blurring those lines so that there is no truth, there is no reality, there is no who's on first, what's on second, and I don't know what's on third. We find ourselves on the cusp of even making the truth a lie, calling good bad and bad good. We find ourselves on the verge of or because we've twisted and we've allowed ourselves to twist, psychologically speaking, things around because we want to try to be, with all the psychobabble and hyperbole, manipulate folks, which is as the sin of witchcraft. And manipulation ought not be in the house of God, nor ought it be a part of the arsenal of spiritual leaders. Spiritual leaders ought to walk after the premise, the promises, the truth of God, and ought to want to do what God is calling for them to do. When we find ourselves being hoodwinked into living and into walking and into taking on the ways of the world, the ways of Egypt, the ways of society, then we also find ourselves set up to now become slaves to Egypt, slaves to the world system, slaves to the wrong kind of concept. And God wants us to be able to obey and follow Him. Oftentimes, Superintendent Dr. Roger Grimes would say, pray, believe, listen, obey. Pray, listen, believe, obey, trust God, and leave the results to Him. This is important, and these are the steps to taking faith, because if you pray without believing, then there's no point. And if you're not going to obey or listen to what is being told to you, the instructions, there's no need to look for results. So we have got to get ourselves to the place, and I know this may not be exciting or interesting or delighting or tickling the ear. Earlier we were talking about walking in victory, but this is part of the path to walk in victory. You must deal with and you must be set for aligning yourself to the will of God. For if you delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. The reason why He can give you the desires of your heart and you because you're delighted in Him is because if your delight is in Him, you want the same things He wants. And if you want the same things He wants, then He's going to give you the desires of your heart because God desires to do His will. In other words, His will is what He is urgent to perform. He wants to perform or make fulfillment of His will. But if we're outside of the will of God and we're expecting the results to be something different, it may not work out that way. God didn't promise you I was going to give you something outside of my will. He only promised to give you that which is within His will. Somebody said, well, sometimes you get the stuff that's outside your will. Well, sometimes you do, but that's not because God is over there trying to manipulate and mush and turn you around. Sometimes you'll get what you ask for. And sometimes when you get what you ask for, it's not what you should have gotten. And that's why the scriptures are so clear to say the blessings of the Lord or the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Because when there's sorrow added to what we call a blessing, then it really didn't come from Him. So if you ended up getting that mansion, but it wasn't from Him, it was from your conniving, it was from your telling lies, it was from your doing all kinds of mischief, then you're going to be miserable because keeping it will take doing all of the things that make you upset, sorry, angry. You'll have to work harder. You'll have to try to pull things together because it wasn't His blessing. So it's going to come with sorrow. If getting that luxury vehicle was not His blessing, you're going to find yourself getting in a place where you are in debt to your eyeballs and people are looking at you and you're thinking, yay, I've got the prestige and the power, but boo, because it costs me too much to keep up with the Joneses. There's power in humility and obedience. There's power in being humble enough to cast all your care upon Him because He cares for you. There's power in obeying the work and the word of God. There's power in walking in such a way that God can get the glory. There's power because that's what we were created for. Mankind was created to give God glory. That's what we are here for. And if our life is not giving Him glory, if our existence doesn't manifest who He is and cause others to want to get to know Him, then we are outside of what we're supposed to be. In other words, there are things that were initially created for the very purpose of healing us, to make us better, to make us whole. There are things that are in the earth that are for our wellness and for our wholeness. But we abuse them. That's why the opioid epidemic is so great in the land. Because it's being abused, it's being misused. And anything that's being abused or misused is an addiction, it is corruption, it is an abuse, and it fails to do what its purpose was. And in fact, even though it may have had a good purpose to begin with, it's destructive and makes whatever is abusing it come to destruction. Well, look, I got to go, and I thank you again for tuning into the broadcast. This is the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. I'm Nikki V, standing in for Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. I know it was a little different and a little unusual, but I thank you for tuning in and listening. And I'm going to say, as he does, God bless you, and goodbye.
You are listening to the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast with your radio host, Pastor Roger A. Grimes. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast and that you will continue to tune in every Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. right here on 1520, The Spirit of South Florida. We encourage you to visit the Fort Lauderdale Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Remember, there's power in humility and obedience.
This session is no longer being recorded.
experience the supernatural
right here on 1520 AM WEXY,
Oakland Park, Wilton Manors, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami.
Goodbye.